waste of our precious time. So look into my eyes and let's philosophize.
I'm breaking. I almost forgot about the time when we were kids, a particular summer, and the things that we did. We waited and waited for all the time it took for some things that we got from the back pages of an old comic book. It was 1962, believe it or not, and things still move so slow. It was a genuine Dick Tracy wristwatch radio. We had so much fun, we all tried it on. But halfway through the day, it got flushed down the john. We cried and we ranted, and it didn't make sense. But about half an hour later, we were sitting, laughing, eating popsicles out on the back fence. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your gold. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can ever really own. Well, Robbie got a girl knocked up, but they wouldn't let her be his wife. They sent him off somewhere to have the baby. They wouldn't let them wreck their life. Robbie became a drunk to smother all the things he felt. He came home from junior high school one day and hung himself with his karate belt. The girl got married and she works in a shoe store. Sometimes I see her and I wonder if she thinks of him anymore. You can live. Once I had a girlfriend, right back at the start. She took all my love, and she broke my heart. Well, I can't get her back now, though she wants to be with me. See, she's not the same girlfriend that she once used to be. She calls me late at night, when she's so all alone, driving blindly into the path that we once used to own. You can lose your wallet. You can lose your soul. But don't ever lose a memory. It's the only thing you can never.
Where's your This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Thank you. You're the author of a song. Now that you've been gone so long, my head is to the wall, but I can still recall memories that we're always dreaming of. Now that I'm standing outside of the shelter of your love,
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi. I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
Well, before I left my campsite, I was putting out my fire, and out of nowhere, Smokey Bear showed up and hugged me?
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. He likes it when people correctly put out their campfires. He's pretty big on wildfire prevention. He's just letting you know you did good with a hug. He's a hugger.
I just got a bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update!
All right, I'm gonna let you go now. I've got a lot of ranger stuff to do. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
Jump in our cars and ride. we're gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
I'm
each other's keys before they call the wedding off. And all the feathers rained down and the town fell asleep, pulling on the poems for the midnight sun, pulling on the poems for the midnight sun. Troubles aside, made a shrine of living mist. Well, the woman up here with a guillotine smile, she handed him a rose, then he turned to stone. She handed him a rose, then he turned to stone.
Historically, it seems that I haven't been in the best news. I wonder if you always know I'd kill the love we grow. No, now you can't claim your innocence after all of those things that you said.
I've grown accustomed to this type of love that holds its space with the stars above. And now I see the stars have aligned. I know it is our time. Teach me our history.
Take it for granted that there's always someone right.
Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Stand tall. I know the weight of the world won't bring me down. Stand
tall. Oh, you get me ready in your 56 Chevy. Why don't we go sit down in the shade? Take shelter on my front porch. Dandelion sun scorch. Would you like a glass of cold lemonade?